Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We are going to continue our discussion of hearing His voice, hearing God's voice. Everything we've been talking about, and basically our relationship with God, is all built on and around being able to hear Him for ourselves. Of course, there's negatives and positives. There's what's keeping us from being able to hear Him and overcoming those. And then also understanding that spiritually you are already hearing Him. So there's nothing you need to do. Like so many things, we have both of those going on at the same time, and yet in order to be involved in our relationship and not just be allowing it to happen to us, we want to be proactive. We want to want God. We want to want what He wants for us. We're not going to be passive. We're going to be active. When we think about any of our relationships or anything in our lives that are important to us, we think about what we put our time and our effort and our energy into. That's how we know it's important to us. So when we think about God, if He's important to us, how are we spending our time, our energy, and our effort to reflect that? Or are we? If we broke down where you put your time, where you put your energy, where you put your effort, and did a chart or a graph, would you be able to defend or measure or explain what you're passionate about on paper? Just giving a fleeting thought to God is not going to overcome the obstacles that are there, first because we inherited them when we were born into this world, but also through our own life, through developing our own flesh, and then the obstacles in the world system and by the devil. So we've got plenty of obstacles. And we all have things going on in our lives. We all do. So whether you're raising 10 million kids, or running a company, or you're president of the United States, or just trying to survive, put food on the table, we all have the same opportunities in God to overcome through depending on God. It's not based on your gifts, your callings, your education, your understanding, your past, your present, your future, your employment, your age, your socioeconomic class. Instead, when we recognize that the place that God has put you, first of all, you agreed to it. And secondly, it's there so you can learn certain things. So you can develop certain skills. And this is kind of contrary to what so much of us have been taught. And I was raised in a fairly mainstream denominational religion, where there's really only one way to know what God wants, and that's by either somebody interpreting the Bible for you or basically you interpreting it yourself. And at the very onset, I had a hard time with that just because there were so many questions that I had that I could not get satisfying answers to. Why do some people get healed and others don't? Why does God seem to answer some prayers and not others? And it seemed like all the unanswerable questions always fell back on, well, this is where faith comes in. And it just seemed to be a cop-out. So somehow I just started asking, figuring that if God was big enough to do all that I believed he could do, then he was big enough to make himself real to me. He could give me answers to those questions, where even if the answer was, I'm not going to tell you the answer to that, I would have heard that from him, not from somebody else as a way to not answer, because they didn't have the answers. So this is where we look at, are we willing to put our beliefs up against reality? Right now is you are living in eternity. It's not someplace you're going to when you die. There's something else, but I think we've really misjudged what's next when we die. But for right now, are we doing, are you doing, am I doing what this time here on this earth has been set aside to do? And knowing that, and knowing how to know him even, is all based on being able to hear him. That yes, he has a very distinct voice. You can recognize his voice with 100%, 1,000,000% certainty. But in a lot of respects, we have to also learn what we believe. We'll have to deal with our wounds. We'll have to deal with our misconceptions. We'll may have to deal with our relationships. We may have to change our mind and our beliefs about some things. But what happens is once we've tasted God, nothing else will satisfy. Once we've heard him once and we know we can hear him more clearly, that it's up to us. It's not because someone is special that they hear from him. Now, absolutely, God reveals himself to each one of us uniquely. And there are those that he has singled out for whatever reason. But what God does in somebody else's life has nothing to do with what he wants to do in ours. Again, spiritually speaking, you are hearing him clearly right now. You know perfectly well what his will is for you right now, and you are in it. Our problem is that separation between our soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, and your spirit. It's not your spirit. Your spirit's been made whole 2,000 years ago. That's a done deal. Our problem is our soul has been wounded and created flesh. It's like your soul has built its own wall and is now keeping God out in order to protect its own kingdom. So to engage God in what he wants to do in our lives, and basically all we're talking about is breaking down the wall between your soul and your spirit. So we're really talking about engaging your own spirit. So it's you're talking to yourself. Your spirit's talking to yourself. The body will come along eventually. But when we start to see that this is all within arm's length, it's in your midst. The kingdom of God is in your midst, in your middle. It's right there, right in front of you. It's within your grasp. And we talked a little bit last week about, Jesus didn't say, pray to the mountain, speak to the mountain. I mean, he didn't say, pray to me, and I'll move the mountain. He said, you speak to the mountain, and it will be removed. And yet, we want him to do it. He said, no, you speak to the mountain. If you have a grain of faith, grain of mustard seed. So, we want to find out what his priorities are and not letting other people define our relationship and our priorities, what our relationship should be. So let's just go through some pointers we want to look at in discussing how do we hear his voice. We recognize that we can't hear God without his help. Now, the thing is if you are a Christian, if you have been reborn, re-spirited, if you were once dead in your spirit and you are now alive in your spirit, he has helped. He has already spiritually cleaned out your ear. He's after you to be whole, though. So he will not rest in joining with your spirit to bring your soul into alignment with your spirit. So he removes all obstacles, but he also does the enabling in us. He provides the teaching, the opportunity, the encouragement. He provides whatever you need. And what you need is different than what anybody else needs. And what you need right now is going to be different than what you need tomorrow. And that's part of having an ongoing relationship with him. It's not about thinking that in terms of, okay, you're going to have some time set aside to talk with him about certain things. And then once that thing is, that question or that concern is dealt with, you don't need to have that time set aside anymore. In fact, what he is trying to do is give you such a thirst for him that as you respond in those specific areas, you will continue on. We can think of those specific when we need direction or healing or encouragement or a breakthrough. We can think of those things, those circumstances in our lives, because that's really all they are. It's just circumstances. They don't really mean anything. They're obstacles. They're things. But we can, they're there to be overcome. But start thinking of those things as God knocking. And sometimes it's a hard knock. You know, you've heard about the hard knocks of life. You lose your job. There's an illness or even a death in the family. Those are hard knocks. But if we see them as God's knocking to get our attention. And there are a lot of times that we go through things, circumstances get bad in our lives, we experience hard knocks, solically or naturally. Again, these are not spiritual knocks. They're solical and natural. And they occur because things haven't been put in place. Relationship between our spirit and soul has not been established so that the life cannot flow from the spirit to the soul. And we need to be knocked down. It's not punishment. It's getting our attention. It's pounding on the door. Now, we respond in a variety of different ways. And sometimes we ignore, and sometimes we respond out of our emotions or out of a prescribed way. But our goal for you and I is to establish a recognition and a lifestyle of his presence and his voice in our lives. He's already given you, me, all of us, ears to hear. He's already given us a mind that understands. And he's already given us a heart to respond appropriately. All we need to do is take it seriously. Take his classroom seriously. Show up for class. Join him in the process. Take notes. Do the homework. Be engaged in the personal training that God has set aside for you each and every day. Second, commit to waiting for him, on him, with him. Again, how do we measure what's most important? Where we put our time, our energy, and our effort? The goal of hearing God's voice is to know God, not just to hear his voice more clearly. We get to know God through experience. Through good and bad, through time, over time, by responding, and by example of others. Now, often, part of the problems we have in trying to hear him and recognize his voice is that we have a misunderstanding of what God could possibly say to us. We think it's going to be a loud, booming, you know, crashing, knock us off the chair, you know, where a blinding light and an angel appears. Or it's going to be a rebuke, and it's going to be angry, and he's going to be corrective. But let's settle it that God's already speaking to you. Right now, spirit to spirit. So it's not like he's going to say anything new. All we want is our spirit to be able to hear what God is already, our soul to be able to hear what our spirit is already hearing. It's just clearing out the gunk between our spirit and our soul. We just want to be able to experience the same peace and rest and understanding and joy that our spirit is already experiencing. Right now, you're listening to me using your natural senses and your solical senses. But your spiritual senses are much more interested in God. Well, we want our solical senses and our natural senses to be just as in tune with the spirit as our spirit is right now. And that's what God wants. God wants to speak to us simply because he wants to speak to us. He loves us. We're part of him. He's part of us. He's already speaking to us. And he wants his truth, which is who he is, his nature, to fill us completely, spirit, soul, and body. So as we commit our time and our energy and our effort and our attention to hearing his voice, to learning to hear him, that's when, again, he turns every circumstance in our lives into a teaching opportunity. We can make the most out of our time here if we understand that there are things that he has planned, that we can participate, we can know how we're doing, we can evaluate how we're doing, we can be encouraged, we can live as a spirit being, we can have the authority, the justice, the peace. We, just as Jesus knew the Father as he lived here, we can know the Father as we live our lives. Then we understand we need to develop our solical senses. Once we experience salvation, we become a new creature, a new being that has never lived this life before. Part of that new life is that we are learning how to live using new senses. Again, there are spiritual senses, there are solical senses, and there are natural senses. And as we begin to learn to use those senses, they activate and they bring into alignment those dormant senses in our soul and even in our natural senses that have become dormant or misused, misinterpreted. The more time we spend with God, the more time our spirit is given the opportunity to bring our other senses into that alignment. Our goal is that direct communication comes from God via spirit to our spirit, then to our soul, then our body. In a nanosecond, instantaneously, we become united, whole, and complete in him and in ourselves. And we can know and hear and experience his life completely. Again, God is always speaking to us. And our confidence will grow as we experience his life. I don't want to just know his promises. I want to experience them. And that's what he wants for you. He wants that for me. So it's not like we're trying to talk him into something or trying to qualify or get in the right place, be at the right place at the right time, believe the right things, have given enough money to the church. It's something he wants for you. He wants you to experience and enjoy his life now. That is eternal life, to know Christ, the Anointed One, now. Now, in the middle of being all motivated, he also encourages us to rest, to be patient, to be confident, and to be dependent on his timing, his direction, his love. The timing of this whole process of learning to hear him, it's all in God's hands. We have a tendency to think we need to catch up or we're behind. And this is, I think, one of the reasons there's always such an emphasis in different so-called moves of God on the youth. That if you can get the youth involved in something, you can get a lot of use out of them. But as we grow older, we think we're running out of time. But remember, your success in knowing God is not judged by how well you think you are doing, how clearly you think you are hearing from him, or anything else. Your success is based on being dependent on him to make himself clear. It's his job. Can you let him be the God? Can we go, okay, God, I know I need to be prepared for whatever's coming next. I don't know what I need, but I'm available. I'm willing to be taught. Let's go. It's like when you're hired in a new job. It's your employer's job to instruct you what is required of you, what your job description is. Recognize that especially when you're in a crisis mode. Now, we all go through rough times, hard knocks, and sometimes it's just the world system having a conniption fit, or the devil truly is after you. But those are actually fairly easy to take care of. But one thing, as we begin to really be able to hear God, is recognizing the different forms anxiety and stress can come in. There's a time to grieve and be upset and angry. But that's never a good motivator. When it comes to God, if you're trying to get him to move, if you're trying to get him to act, if you're trying to pull him down from heaven and get him to do what you want him to do, if you're anxious in your communications with God, it's probably a good indicator that you are trying to do his job. You have decided what his purpose is without asking. To hurry God or to direct him is to tell him he's blowing it. To say, God, you need to do this. Or to pray him down and say, you need to do that. You need to get rid of this person, and I need a new job, and I need this or that. Which you may very well. But to not ask him, to not be, Lord, what am I to learn here? What do I need to know here? What's on my plate? Lord, show me, reveal it to me, make yourself known to me, make yourself clear to me. I want to be able to hear you in this situation. To not do that is to say that either you don't need him because you figured it all out on your own, or that he's doing it wrong. So let's just do that. Whatever situation you're in right now, just ask the Lord to direct you, to make any changes clear, to bring your spirit, soul, and body into alignment so that you can hear him, so that you can know him. That's the goal, not to get out of the situation you're in, not to get out of the pain, not to get out of the stress, but that you shall know him and experience eternal life now. So we'll pick it up there next week. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. You can always drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. And also visit the website. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.